This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Browns fans, it's time to gear up for a pain-free 2022 NFL season for your Cleveland Browns with new friends of the show, Buckeye Law Group. If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, a work accident, or even if you've been buried into the ground by Myles Garrett or stiff-armed by Nick Chubb, you need to call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. Buckeye Law Group's attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. So don't make the mistake of calling just any other attorney. Call attorneys you can trust, and best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. That's 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. That's Buckeye Law Group, located at 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210 in Cleveland, Ohio. Buckeye Law Group, proud fans of the Cleveland Browns just like you.
What's up, Browns fans? This is Ray from Reseda, California, and you're listening to the Dogs Podcast. We're getting ready to play Tampa Bay. What's the story with that man named Brady? Oof. Let's kick this thing off.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, try to top Ray in L.A., head to thedogspodcast.com.
Hey, that was pretty darn good.
Yeah, the guy's that got some laughs good. On him. You'll probably see him in an upcoming, I think he was in La La Land.
I like how you threw some gobble gobbles in there.
Yeah, games on turkey. Hopefully, if you're watching this, Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully, you guys are having a good, fun Thanksgiving, eating tons of good food, watching football.
That isn't the Browns.
Yeah. Thank God the Browns don't play today, so you don't have to be depressed. We're going to get into our upcoming matchup with the Buccaneers. Last game we had to play without Deshaun Watson, barring any injury, knock on wood. Before we get into that, though, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you prefer to just listen to the show, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. You get an extra episode every week. There's access to the private Discord. You get to play fantasy, not this year because it's over almost. But next year, if you stick around, you'll get to be in the fantasy leagues again. The private Discord's awesome. Pretty much everybody's in it. You just talk Browns football, fantasy football with Browns fans from all over the world. Everybody's super cool and chill. You get access to the dogs pretty much all the time. Always jumping in there, dropping things throughout the week. We do Dog Pack Member of the Month. You get a poster, free t-shirt. It's just a lot of fun for everybody involved. So if you're looking for more dogs content, you want to get to know us better, jointhedogs.com and become an official Dog Pack member. So last game without Deshaun Watson, Tom Brady coming to town. The 5-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When we lose this game, the season will be over.
Correct.
But it's not over until we lose this game. Maybe we will somehow win it. I think these guys are 100% beatable. They are not the Super Bowl team they were 2 years ago when Tom Brady first got to Tampa Bay. Are they beatable for us? I guess we'll see what team shows up.
And do they have running backs?
So I think
we might be in trouble.
I think Leonard Fournette is going to play. I think I saw that he would be good enough to play. But even if he didn't, Rashad White's good.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. And Keyshawn Vaughn could come in and dice us. I mean, we got diced up from practice squad, Caleb Huntley in Atlanta. It doesn't matter.
Rashad White, Leonard Fournette had 14 carries for 57 yards before he went down against Seattle in Germany, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then Rashad White came in at 22 carries and 105 yards. If he did that against Seattle, oh, my God.
You're going to do a little bit more against us.
Yep. And here's the thing is Tom Brady doesn't care about his numbers. And I know he doesn't call the plays, but let's be real. It's Tom Brady's offense. He will not throw the ball. They'll run it 50 times against us. He'll turn around and hand it off over and over and over and over again.
Tom Brady's got every record imaginable, and just every little stat that he puts on is just a little more on top. He's good to go. He just wants to try to win. And right now, running the ball is their recipe for success.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this, though. Like you said, they do have running backs. I think that if there is one thing that we can attack, their offensive line is pretty beat up.
Yes.
I mean, I would say that's a weakness for them. You see, like, pretty decent defenses kind of feast on them. So I think there's, a real legitimate chance if we could actually send some pressure, which I'm not promising that. I mean, just depending on what Browns defense we get week to week. If we send some pressure, I think we could get home. It's not like Tom Brady's a super mobile guy. I mean, he's 59 years old now. We can get there.
So
you
got to be – I don't think we can come out and blitz Tom Brady a bunch because
you're right.
He's too smart. He'll see it coming. He'll just get rid of the ball quick and we'll be torched. I'm not saying you can't blitz him at all. And you can bring five. I don't know if you can bring six, seven, a bunch of times like that. But you got to
–
if you just line up in our basic defense and play our basic soft-ass shell zone coverage, they'll do whatever they want. They will run it right down our throats. And then if not, Tom Brady, if you don't get up in these receivers' faces and you just let them get free releases and run through zones, Tom Brady will pick you apart. You won't have an incompletion. He will dump it to the running back 50 times. He made a Hall of Fame career out of it. He will just keep – he'll throw it to the running back every single time. He has no problem with running, doing the same thing a million times in a row until you stop it.
Yep.
And if you don't stop it, he'll just keep doing it. Mm-hmm. So you got to disguise your coverages. You got to look like you're going to play man, drop in the zone. Look like you're playing zone, come up into man. You got to, don't show your blitz, and all of a sudden you blitz a corner off the edge. You got to get creative against Tom Brady. The dude's been in the league for 38 years.
Yeah.
Playing 10,000 football games. maybe I'm being slightly exaggerating, but you know what I mean?
We need to have the same – whatever we did that one time, we actually did something different against Cincinnati, where we used their weak offensive line against them and actually brought pressure on the quarterback, kind of took away the run game, and – their pass game was really ineffective as well. So, I mean, we could do that to Tampa Bay. We really could. If that defensive, whatever, game plan shows up, cool. I doubt it. I don't know where that even came from that week.
Is Tristan Wirfs healthy? He's playing, right?
He should be playing.
So, he's arguably one of the best left tackles in football, and he's their best offensive lineman. So, if we just put Miles Garrett on him every play and let this guy negate Myles Garrett and we get no pressure, I'm going to have a conniption. I'm going to lose. If they are weak other places, especially in the interior, they lost their center, and I think at least one of their guards, let's move Myles around.
That's a good point. This isn't like basketball where you just say, hey, our best guy is going to go guard their best guy. Like, how about we take our best guy and put him on the other side of their best guy?
Like, they're not going to move Tristan to guard. It's not like
exactly. They're not moving him around.
Yeah. So let's not just put Miles. Let's just not run him into a brick wall game for no reason. We could open the floodgates over here.
And maybe that's what he's frustrated with, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Based on his comments after the game.
I think, too, if we give Tom Brady a ton of time and just let him stand in the pocket, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, I mean, they've got even Julio Jones is like super old. They've got playing Chris Godwin's averaging like over 10 targets a game, and Mike Evans is having a nice year again. These guys could both have huge, huge games. on top of what the running backs could, they both could put up. We just saw James Cook, a guy who hadn't done anything all year for Buffalo, have almost 90 yards.
Yeah, his career, he set his career record high against us.
Yeah.
What's new? Yeah.
Right. What's new? Normal.
Oh, you've been struggling? Come play the Browns. Oh, you've never eclipsed 100 yards? Come play the Browns. Oh, you're a career journeyman backup quarterback? Come play the Browns. You know what I mean? Like, you'll get right. You'll get your day. You'll have your day. Like, you play Cleveland, you earn yourself a paycheck somewhere. Like, well, we saw what he did in that Cleveland game last year. We went off for 150. So, I know he never did it before that or after that.
Right.
No, Caleb Huntley. So, no, and you got to, like I was talking about running back, Leonard Fournette hasn't had a great year running the ball. I know this, he's on my fantasy team, but the dude will catch 10 catches, passes.
Oh, yeah.
They'll just throw it to him a million times. So you got to cover back out of the backfield against Tom Brady. I think we're going to have a tough time running the ball again. That Kenneth Walker only had 10 carries for 17 yards. Kenneth Walker's a stud.
Tampa Bay's run defense is legit.
Lavonte David, what's his name on the D-line? Vita Vea.
Yes, I was thinking too.
Yeah, Vita Vea is a stud on the D. Man, if we're playing with our four-string center, and Vita Vea is lined up over him, it could be a very long. I think we're going to struggle to run the ball again in this game. I think this could have a lot of the same feel as this Buffalo game, where it's going to be on Jacoby to throw it around, and we're going to have to figure out a way to get touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah. Right, if we could.
You know what I mean? We're gonna have to get creative. And I know we hate when we get gimmicky. I'm not saying we have to get gimmicky, but we need to have some red zone plays this week.
Well, I mean, last week, to be fair, we did have a couple red zone plays. We tried just dropping the ball. That didn't work. Yeah. You know, maybe this week we'll try catching them, and that might convert to a touchdown.
Tom Brady had a tackle last week, so... He had as many tackles as Miles did 2 weeks ago or something. One. But, no, I think it's going to be tough sledding. I think we're going to have to hit some early passes. I don't think people realize, and there's this guy I get into it with on Facebook all the time, and he was talking about this week. He's like, see what happens when you run the ball, Kevin? The passing game opens up. And I was like, what are you talking about? Nick Chubb has negative yards rushing right now. That is not opening up the passing game. The Browns have to use their passing game right now to open up the run game with Jacoby at quarterback, because teams are just selling out to stop Nick Chubb. So you have to loosen up that defense by hitting some passes. It's, you know, teams that have maybe all-star quarterbacks and these guys sit back in, you know, two deep shell against them, well, then, yeah, they have to come out and run the ball, get them to bring a safety up into the box, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite with the Browns. Some people can't wrap their head around that. They're stuck in 1930. Okay? Yeah. But the Browns have to – everybody knows we want to run the ball. We could run play action on the first play of the game because we established the run the last 2 years, 3 years. We don't have to come out running the ball to set up the pass. We have to use the pass. We got to hit some passes, get them to soften up the D, so then we can get the run game going. And if these guys watch the game against the Bills, they just won't loosen up the D. They'll just let us throw it around between the 20s, and then when it gets to red zone, they'll hold us to field goals.
Yeah,
if we're lucky, if they don't get blocked.
Listen up, Browns fans. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code TPPN. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Happy holidays, everyone. Browns fans, time to talk holidays. Christmas is right around the corner, and what are you going to get for that special person in your life? I'll tell you what I've been doing for the last couple years. I've been getting my dad, grandpa, father-in-law, uncles. Everybody gets a nice big package of Omaha steaks. Like me, you can achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you the holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early, beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. I'm telling you guys, personal experience, Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite, and a gift that, you know, maybe you get to partake in too whenever your dad or grandpa or whoever fires up that grill and says, hey, how about we throw on some of these Omaha Steaks you got me for Christmas? Sounds like a win-win to me. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code DOGS at checkout, get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. So I'm just kind of looking at Tampa Bay's schedule so far this year, and you know, we talked last episode about some of the teams in the league that are, you know, worse than the Browns, or the Browns are a little bit worse than. The Buccaneers lost to the Steelers in week 6.
Okay.
They lost to the Panthers in week 7. I mean, we, as Browns fans, do we not think we're better than those two teams? Are we better than Baker Mayfield, Panthers? Are we better than Kenny Pickett, Steelers?
I mean, we beat them, both of them.
Exactly.
I would say that we were better than them. I would think, well, in the Tampa Bay, why we thought a few weeks ago this might be more of a winnable game, they lost to the Packers, who aren't very good this year. You already said they lost the Steelers. They lost to the Ravens. They did beat the Rams, but barely.
And they're terrible.
I don't think the Rams are that good, yeah.
No, and they won that. They won that because the Rams couldn't pick up one first down.
Right,
yeah. And Tom Brady turned back the clock. So they were, I mean, they were losing that game almost the whole game up until the last 30 seconds. So I don't think just because they went to Germany and pulled out a win against the Seahawks that all of a sudden they're right. This is a game that the Browns should be able to win. I just don't know if our defensive coordinator is smart enough to do what he needs to do to get the job done in terms of disguising coverages, making sure everybody knows the game plan, knows their assignment, all that good stuff.
Yeah. We always make fun of Zach Taylor for not being smart enough to figure out that if you just run Joe Mixon against the Browns, we can't stop you.
Yes.
And we beat them. Well, that's Joe Woods on the defense for us.
Yes. Because these guys, the Bucs have not been good.
No, they struggle to score. I mean, they're not a very impressive team this year.
So the most points the Bucs have scored this year is...
Is it their 31 against the Chiefs?
31 against the Chiefs and a loss. Other than that, their next was 22 and a loss to the Ravens.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you guys have looked yet. It's supposed to be awful weather.
Really?
Of course. Mm. It's supposed to rain and be 40 degrees.
And you're going
to
be right in the middle of that, aren't you?
Can't wait. Can't wait, baby.
But yeah, so in their wins, they've scored 19, 20, 21, 16, and 21 in their wins.
And we should be able to outdo that. Well,
we do think
the weather, we'll see, but...
Man, I just don't rain. 46 is fine, but just don't.
Oh, yeah.
And if it does rain, just don't be a downpour. You know, just maybe a little drizzle.
Yeah.
Justin can handle a drizzle.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens with the Browns. Basically, the biggest thing about this game is it's the last one before we get to watch Deshaun play.
Yeah.
And if we can somehow pull this out, I will be on here saying season's still alive.
Because it technically would be.
Technically, so we can still get to 10 wins if we somehow win this game. Is it likely? Probably not. But
what do you think? That means we got to win every game the rest of the season.
What do you think is more likely, Deshaun to go 6-0 or us to beat the Bucs?
I'm going to say
to go 6-0.
I'm going to say us to beat the Bucks, because it's really tough to go 6-0 in any stretch in the NFL. Especially, I know Deshaun Watson's awesome, but it's still our defense. One of these teams down the stretch is just going to catch fire on us against on the ground, and we're going to be screwed. You saw what the Commanders did to the Eagles.
Yeah,
they just ran the ball the entire game. They didn't let the Eagles hardly have the ball at all.
At one point, they had the ball for like, it was like 30 minutes to 7.
Yeah, and they just, they're like, we're just not going to let you play.
And they weren't even running the ball well.
No,
the running backs were only averaging like 3 yards a carry, but they just kept doing it. And then Heinicke would hit his one bit. He'd just, oh, it's 3rd and 6. I'll throw my one time this drive and complete it to Terry McLaurin.
I just don't think we're like a mentally tough football team.
Oh,
I honestly, it wouldn't shock me at all if we just folded this weekend. Like if we just went out there and just looked, because I mean, I thought we looked like that against Miami. I thought we looked like a team that had just quit.
Well,
they quit on their coaches.
Drive up to Cleveland and sit in the rain to watch a team you think's going to fold.
Absolutely. Got to see it in person. Yeah. Got to know for sure.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's going to pretty much do it for here for this preview. We'll see what Browns team shows up. We'll see if they keep the season alive or if they've officially mailed it in. Hopefully you guys are all enjoying your Thanksgiving. If you made us a part of it, we appreciate that. If not, hopefully you're still listening on Friday or Saturday. Hopefully you guys had a good, safe weekend. Enjoyed the holidays, enjoyed your family time.
Enjoyed, and if it's Saturday, episode. Go Bucks.
Yes.
I got my Ohio State stuff on today because, like I told Blake, it's Ohio State, Michigan. Brown sucks, so I'm rooting for the Bucks. I'm pretty pumped for Saturday.
I can't wait.
A little nervous.
So before we get out, a little off topic, I think with the way college football is gone, if this game is close, like one score, I think both teams get in the playoffs.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if it's close, I think both teams get in. Mm-hmm. Because Tennessee, Bama, LSU, these teams all got 2 losses.
Yeah, and it would only be 1 loss for either one. So,
yep. So we'll see. They'll figure out a way to get Alabama in there.
They'll try.
They'll figure it out. But all right, well, hopefully you guys all enjoyed this episode. Enjoy your holiday, and hopefully go Browns. Next time we see you, we'll be talking about Deshaun Watson playing football. So have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.